Thanks for tuning into Dakulo Wire. The price of progress, what Rowan and the UCB deal are costing taxpayers. The $2 billion campus comes with big public incentives and a zoning setup that lets parts of Rowan skip commissioner approval. Here's the money side of the story. The UCB announcement came wrapped in superlatives, largest investment in Gwinnett history, hundreds of jobs, billions in economic impact. All of that is real. But every deal this size has a second half that gets less attention, what the public is putting in, and how much oversight it's giving up. For a growing town like Dakula, that half is worth understanding. The incentives. To land the UCB campus at Rowan, Gwinnett County officials pledged more than $170 million in property tax breaks, waived permitting fees, and offered other incentives, according to county figures reported at the announcement. That's on top of the county's earlier investment in Rowan itself. Initial development on the site followed a nearly $70 million commitment from the Development Authority of Gwinnett County for land acquisition and early infrastructure. Incentives like these are standard practice in big economic development deals. The bet is that the jobs, spending, and long-term tax base more than pay the county back. Officials are projecting roughly $5 billion in total economic impact from the UCB project over time, which is the number that's supposed to justify the upfront cost. Whether that math works out the way it's drawn up is the kind of thing worth revisiting in a few years, not just taking on faith at the ribbon cutting. The oversight question. There's a second piece that matters just as much as the dollars. The Rowan property sits inside what's called an In Notice of Violation Action Overlay Zoning District, a special designation that allows Rowan officials to develop some buildings in the area without seeking county commissioners' approval. In plain terms, inside that overlay, parts of the project can move forward without the public commission votes that most development in the county has to go through. Supporters argue that's the point, that a research campus competing for global tenants can't wait on a slow approval process, and speed is part of what makes Rowan attractive. The trade-off is that some decisions shaping a 2,000-acre district next to Dakula happen with less of the public, on-the-record review residents are used to. Why it's worth watching. None of this means the deal is a bad one. Big investments often need big incentives, and Rowan may well deliver everything that's promised. But public money and reduced public review are exactly the things a local community should keep its eyes on, not wave through. The questions worth asking as this unfolds: do the jobs and tax base show up on schedule? Are the incentives tied to real, enforceable commitments? And as more of Rowan gets built under that overlay, how do residents stay informed about what's going up next to them? We'll keep following the money and the votes. If you want to understand or weigh in, County Commission and Development Authority meetings are where these decisions get made. Have a tip or a correction on this story? Reach out to the Dakula Wire. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.